When I first started game design, one of the things I wish I knew was how valuable a resource publishers were. When I first began game design, I saw them as someone who would evaluate the strengths of the game and whether it would sell, and then they would fund it. Now I see them as providing much, much more than just funding. I see them as providing an often important judgment as to whether this will work for their audience. They know their audience generally better than I do. They often provide excellent development, and they are able to build a look around the product, which is really critical to its success. Even rejection of games from publishers, or perhaps even most important, the rejection of a game with publishers leads to improvement of that game. So when I send a game to a publisher and it's rejected, which it often is, I can take their feedback and improve the game almost every time. Sometimes that rejection is just because it doesn't reach their audience in the right way, and oftentimes that's an opportunity for me to increase the breadth of its appeal. Sometimes the rejection is because some of the mechanics don't work too well for them. Maybe it runs too long, or it's too complicated, or there's all sorts of things that can go wrong for them. I can often take that feedback and improve the game. Even when, as sometimes happens, the rejection is simply a mistake on their part, that they just don't see what's going on, the potential of the game. That's an opportunity for me to figure out how to make that opportunity more apparent, because that's not only valuable for a publisher, it's valuable for the people who are going to be buying the game eventually. When I've tried to publish without a publisher, I often miss these qualities. And even though self-publishing with Kickstarter and its like have provided us many, many different wonderful games, I'm often surprised when I pick up a game from Kickstarter that looks amazing, sounds amazing, but ultimately feels flat. And I think it's because of that, because the game has entirely been incubated in this feedback loop of friends and family and pro game investors, rather than the more neutral, broad, cooler head of a publisher. So there you go.